Well, Saudi Arabia intensifies its deadly aggression against Yemen following the conclusion of Yemeni peace talks in Switzerland. Saudi warplanes targeted a residential area in the province of Hodeidah, killing at least six civilians. Fighter jets earlier killed five women in the province of Sada. Saudi Arabia has been violating the ceasefire since it came into force last Tuesday. Meanwhile, Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units have in response fired a ballistic missile at a Saudi military base in the province of Jauf. Yemeni forces earlier killed over two dozen soldiers in the kingdom's Jizan region. Earlier on Sunday, Yemen's warring sides, who negotiated peace in Switzerland, agreed to allow safe access of humanitarian supplies to the affected areas. They also agreed to hold the next round of peace talks on January the 14th.
The parties have agreed to meet again on the 14th of January for a second round of talks to be convened by the special envoy in a location which we have still to agree upon.
Speaking at a press conference following the five-day UN brokered negotiations, Sheikh Ahmed said that progress has been made during the talks, but it was not enough. He noted that Yemen's crisis requires a peaceful solution. The UN special envoy called on all parties to respect the ceasefire, which expires on Monday. However, former Yemeni regime sources say it will be extended for another week. Sheikh Ahmed further slammed numerous truce violations while the talks were underway. He said the violations affected the negotiators. Two rounds of UN-mediated peace talks have failed to end the Saudi onslaught, which has so far killed over 7,300 people.
6 days of UN-sponsored talks to end the war in Yemen come to a close with no sign of an imminent ceasefire. On one side were the Yemeni national delegation made up of the Ansarullah movement and the National Congress Party. On the other were representatives of the former government of fugitive President Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi, known as the Riaz Group, for their alliance with Saudi Arabia. Ansarullah delegates had been urging the UN to take action over the continued Saudi airstrikes as the talks were underway.
Unfortunately, there were numerous violations of the cessation of hostilities, which affected the progress of the talks.
But all was not lost as Ismail Old Sheikh Ahmed announced an agreement to establish a joint military coordination and de-escalation committee and to lift all forms of blockade and allow safe access for humanitarian supplies to all affected areas. He said the sides had also agreed to release all prisoners once a permanent ceasefire was in place. An Ansarullah delegate described the talks as positive.
Saudi Arabia is trying to sabotage the talks. It's especially concerned about any decision in favor of Ansarullah at the UN Security Council session on Yemen on the 22nd of December. I don't think there will be a ceasefire very soon, but the talks are moving in a direction in which Saudi Arabia will finally be forced to retreat and the war will stop.
Sheikh Ahmed said the aim in the coming days is to ensure that a new ceasefire is put in place. The UN special envoy said he would continue to work with all sides to identify and implement confidence-building measures towards a sustainable ceasefire and a peace process. The next round of talks, he said, is slated for the 14th of January. I'm Homa Lezgi for Press TV in Bern, Switzerland.
To discuss this story further, we're joined by Wahid Azal. He's an independent scholar and political commentator joining us from Berlin. Thank you very much for your time here on Press TV. Well, looks like despite the UN brokered ceasefire that is in place, the Saudis have increased their airstrikes on Yemenis. What was the point of talks in Switzerland when none of the requirements have been met? And we've seen this before. It doesn't really come as a surprise anymore.
Well, I mean, this is a typical Saudi behavior. They're buying time. I mean, look, you know, since March, since this intervention began, these coalition, this Arab Gulf coalition that involves Saudi, Qatar, Bahrain, and the UAE have carried out constant indiscriminate airstrikes despite calls by the UN and attempts at brokered peace. And it continues unabated. I mean, Amnesty International reported that back in September, the Saudi coalition was even targeting schools in Yemen. So, you know, this is business as usual as far as the Saudis are concerned.
Wahid, not only schools, hospitals, infrastructure, and unfortunately, 7,300 people being killed since the violence started. How do these constant violations of the truce undermine the UN as a world governing body?
Well, you know, the issue is this. This conflict in Yemen can end tomorrow if the United States put its foot down and told its client, Petrodollar Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, to quit it. It's very simple. But the fact of the matter is that we have U.S. special forces and special ops operating on the ground, helping the Saudi coalition. And, you know, the American drones are regularly flying all over Yemen and providing intel to the Saudis. So, you know, I mean, this is a farce. This is just basically buying time.
Well, Wahid, what is the likeliness of an end to the bloodshed in Yemen? Do you think there's any hope of peace and stability finally being restored in that country?
God willing, but like I said, unless the United States puts its foot down, which doesn't seem to be inclined to doing, we're in for a long haul with this one.
Well, Wahid, we've already been hearing about different rights organisations, Amnesty International, for example, all of them standing up, criticising what's going on in Yemen. We also heard about the United States condemning, as far as I remember, but we're not really seeing any action being taken, any serious action that will yield results.
Well, it's the same situation in Syria. I mean, these two situations are nearly identical, and both of them have both Saudi and American involvement. So it's basically the same situation in another part of the Middle East.
So do you think it's Saudi Arabia not obeying orders, or has the US weakened as a world power?
You know, I think it's not even that. I don't think American power cares anymore about international law or even the perception of implementing it. And this is why we have these conflicts that even though, you know, you have sound bites from politicians condemning this, that, and the other thing, where it matters on the ground, they don't really care. I mean, because basically the arms dealers are making money and American foreign policy is attaining its goal of continuing to fuel the chaos in the region.
Thank you very much, Wahid Azal, independent scholar and political commentator, joining us from Berlin.